The state's Department of Health and Human Services wants to change eligibility and rates for certain main care services. The department says their proposals will ensure appropriate care at an appropriate cost. But advocates for people with intellectual disabilities and mental illness say the changes jeopardize the future of critical services and those who need them. Patty White reports.
The proposed main care rate changes come out of a report by Arizona consulting firm Burns & Associates. DHHS commissioned the firm to examine rates for services that range from supports for kids with cognitive impairments to adults with severe mental illness. When the department's Nick Adolfson presented the report to the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee on Tuesday, he emphasized one point in particular.
The department and Burns & Associates presented a draft, and I want to bold that word if I can, draft rate model to the providers.
Adolfson didn't go into the details of the report, but Pete Plummer of Woodford's Family Services says it amounts to sweeping cuts. It's a far cry from what he was expecting.
We were hoping that the rates would go up.
Plummer says main care rates for some of their services haven't increased for at least a half dozen years. For the past 2 years, he says, Woodford's has lost money. He says the proposed cuts that range from about 10 to 50% are an even bigger hit than they appear because main care is funded through both the state and the federal government.
The state of Maine funds one-third of that, right? And two-thirds comes from the federal government. So when you cut, you know, $100 from the state budget, you're cutting $300 from a social service agency.
If the cuts go through, Plummer says, Woodford's will have to close some programs. Drew Gattine, the Democratic co-chair for the Health and Human Services Committee, says some main care services already have wait lists. He asked Nick Adelson of DHHS how the proposed rate changes may affect future availability.
What does the department do to make sure that there will be sufficient services in place?
We don't have a final rate model yet,
right.
So we don't know what those rates are ultimately going to look like.
So the answer is you don't know at this point.
Certainly we haven't made a plan to deal with something that we don't know. I mean, we don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the day.
Along with the proposed rate changes, DHHS, effective Tuesday, also changed eligibility requirements for services for adults with severe mental illness. The new requirements will shift about 8,000 people to less intensive services. Dale Hamilton of Community Health and Counseling Services says the change in eligibility raises a red flag.
You then, immediately after that, tack on the fact that a lot of those services that they're talking about people being transitioned to are now going to experience significant rate cuts, 20, 30% cuts. That raises a question about whether or not the system is going to be in place and intact to support people.
Jack Comart of Maine Equal Justice Partners shares that doubt. He says DHHS is not working with providers or those who receive services to ensure a smooth transition to less intensive services.
Our concern is that, you know, they sent out a notice 2 weeks ago that seemingly said to people that your services end April 8th. They told people to call this number if they needed help. When you call that number tells you to call your provider.
Come April, Comart says he's worried people will effectively be dropped from the services they need. Simone Mallon of the Consumer Counsel System of Maine told committee members that when she looks at the big picture, it's bleak.
It's the whole safety net of the entire mental health system is being pulled from one direction and another. And I don't know what's going to be left. I honestly don't know what's going to be left.
DHHS is accepting public comment on the proposed rate changes until April 8th. Nick Adelson told the committee that the final rate report will be completed by the end of the fiscal year, and DHHS can implement changes if it so chooses. But that time frame, says Representative Drew Gattine, extends after the current legislative session is over, and so the committee won't have an opportunity to respond till next year. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.